Hello, lovely people. Welcome to CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. I'm Coy Wire. Happy Friday. Fri-yay. Let's take some great energy into this weekend. And we're going to start today's show by focusing on you, specifically your health. Our Dr. Sanjay Gupta met with a physician to learn more about body composition and what our body weight might tell us about our health and what actually is a healthy weight. Watch.
Our weight is one factor that plays a role in our health. By itself, it doesn't give us the full story of who we are.
Obesity in and of itself, I know your perspective is in and of itself can be a disease.
Right.
But what you're really looking at is the ramifications of that obesity, high cholesterol, triglycerides, your
Absolutely.
Insulin's not working as well.
I can't just judge the book by its cover and assume that someone that is larger is unhealthy and someone that is lean is healthy, right? That's the assumption that people make. I call that practicing street corner medicine. We're gonna coin that today on the show, Sanjay.
Street corner medicine, I like it.
I want to look beneath the surface of the individual and see what's going on, because someone who's lean may be very unhealthy and someone who's heavier may be healthier. You may have someone who carries excess weight. They may be an ultra marathoner. They may be capable of running an 100-mile race and be very, very healthy, not have joint pains, may be able to carry that weight and do things that someone that's much leaner may not be able to, and have the metabolic health to fit that profile. And so I think it's important for us to look at the weight plus the health and put those two pieces of the puzzle together. My goal is to get you to the happiest, healthiest weight for you. And so this comes to this idea of not comparing yourself to the person next to you, the person above you, whatever that is. What is the weight that you best live at?
All right, for any of you out there who maybe don't go to a gym or don't like going to a gym, check out this workout you can do at home using a paper plate. Dana Santez has 4 exercises, each of which you can do about 8 to 10 reps and 3 to 5 rounds. Here it is.
I want to show you a surprisingly challenging workout using only a paper plate. You'll put your paper plate on the floor and put your foot on top and then hands on your hips. Step back, tap your knee. Bring it back up, stabilizing through your left leg. Your left leg is really doing all of the work here. The next exercise is a lateral lunge. So you'll put one foot on the paper plate, hands on your hips again, and then you're sliding back. Try to sit back into the hip of your standing leg and keep your chest up. You'll notice I'm leaning a little bit to counterbalance, but I'm trying to keep my chest up. This leg is really what's keeping me stable in this position and from sliding completely out that way. And make sure you do both sides on all of the exercises. And remember, it's so important to focus on the standing leg that's stabilizing the exercise. The last two exercises involve a plank position and making circles with your arms and your legs. So we'll start with our arms. So from your plank position, make sure you get stable. Take your feet out a little bit wider than you ordinarily would for a little extra stability, and then place your hand inside the paper plate and just start to make circles. Now make sure your low back is not arching like this, because that's not going to do you any good. You need a nice strong core. If you find that it's too difficult, then put your knees down. Otherwise, stay here and do your 8 circles. And you can switch it up. Ideally, do 4 one direction, do 4 the other direction. And then, of course, switch to the other side. And finally, we'll move the plate to our foot. And from that strong, stable plank position, we just start making circles in your own range of motion. If your range of motion is smaller, you can go smaller. Make sure you go 4 one direction, 4 the other direction. And then switch. And then other direction.
Let's turn now to nutrition. Have you ever heard of ultra-processed foods? Well, they're basically any food that contains ingredients that are never or are rarely used in kitchens. And while these additives add flavor and might keep foods lasting longer, they could be leading to a higher risk of cancer, heart disease, obesity, even death. And sometimes it's hard to tell which foods actually contain these ingredients. We talked to dietitian nutritionist Lorraine Kearney, who shows us how reading food labels can help us better understand how processed some foods really are.
Most people think ultra-processed foods are found in the chip aisle or the cookie aisle, but it can also be found in the cereal aisle, in oatmeal, in yogurts. And I'm going to help you today to navigate through them and what to look out for. When we get our bread at the bakery, it is the most minimally processed bread. When I'm looking at the ingredient list on these two breads, I prefer this option. It has multigrain flour, water, salt, and yeast. Compared to this other shelf-stable bread that does have more additives and preservatives as well as dough conditioners to preserve shelf life. This one does have more fiber compared to the other bread. With most Americans only consuming about 5% of the fiber they need in a day, they are missing out on a lot of nutrients. So when we are looking at a minimally processed cereal, it will have that shorter ingredient list and lower amounts of sugar compared to the flavor enhancers or the added fats and oil to increase that mouthfeel. With our ultra processed, it does have a higher amount of calories, but then with the fiber, when we look, minimally processed has a total of 12 compared to 10. With some yogurts, there's actually enough sugar to be enough for a dessert rather than a breakfast. So when we are choosing a yogurt, we want to make sure that we are looking at the ingredient list. This product has 18 grams of added sugar. And how we can tell if a product is high, low, or medium sugar is dividing the number of grams by 4 to turn it into teaspoons, compared to 0 grams of added sugar and 15 grams of protein.
10-second trivia. In what country were fireworks invented? China, United States, Russia, or India? If you said China, you are correct. That's where fireworks first appeared following the invention of gunpowder, and now China produces more fireworks than any country in the world. For today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, we want to take you to a beautiful lantern festival in the city of Shanghai in China. It opened a couple weeks ago ahead of the Lunar New Year celebration. Millions of people around the world are now getting ready for this holiday that falls on February 10th this year and marks the first new moon of the lunar calendar. According to the Chinese zodiac calendar, this is the year of the dragon. Okay, I'm not going to be dragging on this show any longer. Time to roll. Thanks for all the questions about Tom Brady that you want me to ask. We're going to see the winner on Monday's show. I want to give a shout out now. Let's go to the shipbuilders at Morse High School in Bath, Maine. Yeah, baby, let's ride this energy wave right on into the weekend. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.